Welcome to Sweeping the Country One More Time. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Well, a lot has happened in the last week since we talked.
Yes, indeed.
I think people have a little bit of fire fatigue, so we'll get to that, but not first. And I want to talk about some things that are upcoming in the future. I mean, okay. They're going to put out these fires, but it's just what has happened. It's going to be a gift. It's going to be going on for years and years and years and years, because this isn't a normal fire. But we've got a new administration taking over the government, whether people like it or not. It is happening on January the 20th, and it's just, I think the anger is coming back out again from Democrats. I see it because they were so angry at the defense secretary prospects, hearings, and it was irrational.
Yeah, madness. I agree.
There was a couple of them. Senator Blumenthal, who got in trouble for faking his military record in the first place, calling another guy out. He's living in a glass house. He doesn't need to, but at least he did it civilly. And okay. And even Elizabeth Warren, who was more like a prosecutor up there going after him, I can live with that.
Yeah, me too.
Because at least she was, but some of these others, like Tim Kaine, it was a personal attack that he did. And it was like, you know, but you cheated on your wife, and his wife is sitting behind him. And it, I don't know, you can't defend the behavior, but it's just, why don't you ask about ships and army men and planes and stuff? Because that's the job. He's not trying to take Billy Graham's place.
Right.
He's trying to do a military job.
But
you know,
yeah,
character is important. Yeah, character is important. But you know what? If we got rid of everybody who did, you know, screwed up stuff in the military, we wouldn't have a lot of people.
Yeah,
because we've all made mistakes, and military people who are in some cases high testosterone, who are, warriors of the special forces kind, you know, do they drink too much? Do they party too hard? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
It's just Tim Kaine was just over the top. I'm so glad he didn't get elected to anything.
Yeah.
And then this senator from Hawaii, I don't even know how to pronounce her name, but somebody wrote her questions. She's 77 years old. She was way too old to be doing this job, but she was reading the questions, and she had an agenda of the questions. And one of them was, you know, you had, will you be using armed forces, something like this, to physically take over Greenland? And how does he answer that? You can't answer it, because number one, you can't say what you're going to do and what you're not going to do about certain military tactics. But, you know, and she said, well, I'll take that as you will be using the military to take over Greenland. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah, it's
crazy,
been,
crazy, crazy.
It's been that
and
way a long
they're just
time.
So with... angry. The losers are so angry in this case. And maybe the Republicans on the other end of this would have been fools too, because they got plenty of fools in that party as well.
Sure.
But they did not help themselves today. It was and Scott Jennings, he's a guy that's a political, he used to work for George W. Bush. He worked for Mitch McConnell, and boy, he did a 59-second, I saw it timed, a rant on this on CNN, and Dana Bash and this other woman were just stone-faced. I mean, they were like, they didn't know how to act, what to say, whatever, and he tore them up. I mean, he said Tim Kaine sounded like a sex pervert in questioning Pete Hegseth. Blumenthal, you lied about your service in Vietnam, questioning qualifications. Gildebrand, Warren, Hirano, all unhinged rants about things. Angus King obviously doesn't understand what it's like to fight terrorism, on and on and on and on. So, you know, it would be difficult for a Republican to vote against him, and I agree with that.
You know what's hard? You know what's hard for me is to listen to all of that and all of those.
I had to turn it off.
Yeah, it's hard, and especially when we're sending our money, right? You and I both know 30-40% of the money we make goes right to our government, right? And it pays these fools to get up and do this kind of stuff when we're dealing with, you know, possible recession. We're dealing with possible war. We're dealing with terrorism.
You know, but you know, again, we everybody doesn't vote.
Yeah, that's true.
The one side of it, who in the world, in their right mind, would put themselves up, you know, for the what you're going to get if you try to run for something, or if you try to become a cabinet secretary?
Yeah.
And you know how many of us have lives that could be examined with a microscope?
Well, you're 100% right. But also, it makes me think sometimes when you have these guys that they pull up, George, I can't remember his last name now, who had the phony, he had the phony school. He didn't even go to school there. What's his name? You'll think of it before I do.
It just, blanks me out.
But when you see people like that, I think to myself, God, the skeletons in my closet probably aren't as near as bad as some of that. So maybe, maybe I would consider doing something like that. But at the same time, you know, I'm getting up there in age. Although these guys are, 70, 80 years old?
Well, some of them are. But, you know, it's the greatest country in the world with a great government. Somehow we survive the people we elect to serve.
Gosh.
Because we've got some people up there that are really good. And we've got some, you know, but... as we look at this is all tied together, really.
Yeah.
As we look at what the Congress has done, what the current president has done, what the fires have done out in California with the lack of preparedness, no shortage of dealing with, putting genders up against each other and men against each other and counting and trying to force the Green New Deal on people and all these things.
Yeah, right, right.
When a lot of it's a money grab in the first place, and you've got a mayor of Los Angeles that promised, okay, I'm not going to do so much international travel, blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, she's in Africa
when the place
is getting ready to burn down. And they know in advance when they're going to have problems out there, these Santa Ana winds that come at certain times of the year. And, you know, they're just not, their focus is so much on electric vehicles and climate change and all these things, and making sure you have enough of this person that's got, this sexual proclivity, or that person that's this, or this person is wired this way. They're so busy with that, they're not making sure reservoirs are full of water, that fire trucks are pre-positioned, that they're so busy trying to hire a 90-pound, 5'2" person when they need to be hiring a 6'3", 225-pound person that's a weightlifter
to get
people out of fires and to be able to physically do these jobs. And it's just, malpractice
across
the board. Malpractice.
Right. And again, I go back to the tax dollars at work. You see, we send this money in to these groups, and we are not getting basic needs. Now, we're not in Southern California, but those people
everywhere. I've said it for years that teachers are having to buy pencils for kids at school.
Great example.
And we're building these bike paths and cutting out these roads and making them more where bicycles. You know, I'm sorry, but there's a whole generation that needs to, get a car and get a job. And cut out all this bicycle riding and all this stuff in town. Go out town and do it. Go do it in a park, but whatever. Mm-hmm. But don't do it on the street where I'm driving my car, particularly if it's only got two lanes.
I'm
sick of it. I'm tired of these people.
I can't argue with that. I was on a windy road, two-lane road, and there was a guy riding his bike, road bike. And I'm thinking to myself, this has got to be one of the worst places you could ride in the entire world.
Well, it's dangerous if nothing else.
For them.
But, it's just we've got a whole bunch of people in this country that are just they don't know. They don't understand about a lot of stuff. And you've got people in military academies, and hopefully some of this is going to get fixed, because Americans, I think, are about being in the middle on things, the majority of them.
I think that's fair to say. Yeah, they're pretty level-headed, yeah.
You know, I don't think they want pot stores on every corner. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want people lighting up pot on every street corner and every football game and everything else. I don't think anybody wants that, but you're going to get that in some cases if the laws just go willy-nilly and everything is out there, because a few people that'll be doing that will be bothering all the rest of us. And we don't, that's just one little thing.
That's how
and
it works.
The whole abortion deal, Megyn Kelly went off crazy on that today, talking about angry Democratic women. She said, you know, I don't hate men, and referring to some of these people who do hate men,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they're all about, you know, abortions and stuff, and it's just, the whole country is just angry. I mean, we're angry at people who are angry.
Yeah, we're angry,
you know, I mean,
because
I'm tired of these
angry.
People on the far extremes, whether they are right with, you know, some of these people that are over on the right-hand side. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they,
you know,
they
and
get
then
extreme.
People on the left-hand side that are so, then, wow. I mean, how do we, if we did get invaded mm-hmm. by the Chinese, or they, or the Russians tried to take over Alaska, or whatever could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are we all going to get these people to work together, you know, for a common cause without eating each other's lunch? Now, in California, pretty much everybody politically is on the same page at the Pacific Palisades fire and the Malibu fire. But you're going to see people that are really fed up with the bureaucracy of the government, with the slow, you know, trying to get, people have waited months and months and months and months just to try to get a bedroom remodeled.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're going to have, they've got an area that's most people in this country, they've still not explained it very well. They should have done overlay maps of this area that's burned, the Palisades fire.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of times showing the map, but again, you don't have any gray hair people that are involved that know how to do graphics or anything else. And you don't have the machine, the art departments are gone from TV stations.
Yeah.
But you need to do an overlay and show, the way I understand it, this Palisades fire is as big as the island of Manhattan.
Holy cow.
And that's what then that's the square. I think that's how much the fire is. And what we don't understand about it, I think, is that it went in defense of the people that are the kooky people that were in charge. Okay, they didn't have this ready. They didn't have that ready. But when this wind picked up,
mm-hmm.
and it could be a power line that's done this, and you sure can't. You know, and who's to blame
for
that?
Yeah, we don't know.
If the high winds knocked the power line down and the power line started the fire, you've got vegetation, in some cases, that's 50 years old.
Sure.
You've got a humidity that's below 20%.
Dry.
In some cases, ooh, below 10%. You've got no rain that's happened in 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it would take nothing to start this fire. With 100-mile-an-hour winds, if you've ever been outside in a campfire or anything and just had a gust of winds, you know what, can you imagine a wind storm that is not filled with rain and not filled with soot? It's filled with fire.
Yes.
And
yeah,
the fire is 50 feet, it's 100 feet tall, you know, and 30 yards wide, and it goes through and it just melts stuff.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take much to melt these houses that are made of plywood anyway, and they've got stucco on the outside with some chicken wire. And that's how a lot of these very expensive homes,
yeah,
you know, they look great, but they're not, there's not much to them. I've watched them build some of these things. And that firestorm burns everything.
You know,
it melts a car. My God, how hot does a car, does a fire have to be? Have you seen some of these cars that were like melted?
Oh, yeah, they're just
one of them was
gone.
Down to the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine the Holocaust of that. And then these fires that cross the road, which is somewhat unusual, and burned all those places in Malibu. But what's going to happen next there is a mudslide.
Oh, yeah.
The mud season is coming. The rain is coming, and it's going to be muddy, and it's muddy every year. And the mud comes down, and particularly if there's been a fire and there's big mudslides. You saw it in Santa Barbara a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Year or two
yeah,
ago,
it's coming, yeah.
When it got into Oprah's house and
mm-hmm.
everybody's house. Well, it's going to do it again with
sure.
what's left of the fire. And then if you ever get that done, it's going to need something like, I mean, when Andrew knocked out everybody in South Florida, that took a while to get that repaired. And now if you went down there, it's pretty, I think you'd not know that it ever happened.
Yeah.
But that's a little different when every home on the block is $10, $18, $20 million.
Yeah.
Now, there were
yeah.
some poor people, there were some regular people's houses, including my friend Brad Paisley, who used to live in this house that was 100 years old. And it wasn't, but, you know, maybe 2,500 square feet or something.
Yeah.
Was an older house. But a lot of these houses are, wow, you know, $24 million home of Candy Spelling and things like that. You're not going to rebuild that. And if you did rebuild it, you've lost every store, every grocery store, every school, everything in the near neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So what are you supposed to do for the 2 or 3 years minimum that it's going to take to clear the property, put in the infrastructure again, build these big monster homes if that's what you want, and do it all differently where they're not going to burn up this time so you can protect them with the proper amount of tanks and everything else? It's going to take 3 or 4 years. What if you got kids in school? You got to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
you
do.
Back
yeah,
there.
You do.
You can't stay at a hotel. You're going to have to move to Texas or Alabama or Tennessee, mm-hmm. or Texas or Tennessee where they have no state income tax. That thrills people. And they're going to have to get out of there. And that's going to affect the tax base and the representation in Congress and everything else. So it's a big ball of mess, and it's going to need some real leadership. And you can't convince me that mayor is the one that's going to lead them.
Boy, that's a hard sell, Jimmy.
Lead them out of the forest. And then you've got the Olympics headed there.
Oh, jeez.
Now, that's a whole other construction job and thing. Mm-hmm. I think it's 29, I believe, when the Olympics are supposed to be there, 28 or 29.
Well, they're not going to have enough people to build that. I mean, I know out here, a company that you may or may not know named Micron, they trade publicly, a big chip manufacturer. They're extending a big add-on just outside near the airport in the Boise area, and they are bringing in crews from all over the country to build this facility. It's not – the local people can't possibly
build it. There's not enough to build it.
Yeah, there's not enough people in construction to do it. And so they're going to have the same problem there with rebuilding the homes and then doing building the Olympic facilities as well. And let's talk a little bit about the fact that insurance is not going to go down if you can even get it in Southern California.
Yeah. It's going to have to be like – you know, well, first of all, some of these people, you know, like the guy that was the $2 billion Powerball winner.
Yeah.
He had one or two $4 million homes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he didn't have any insurance. He didn't need it.
You didn't have
There's
to.
There's a law there.
It, yeah.
The way I understand it is if your home is paid for.
You don't have to
you
have
You do
it.
Not have to have insurance.
That is true.
Which is a bad law.
It's true. It's
a terrible law. And we've just seen how that law needs to get changed, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed. And you've got people that had a lot of second homes there that, not that I feel bad for people with second homes, but it's their home still.
You don't feel good about anybody losing things like that. But also, the government, federal government's not going to pay you to build back your $24 million mansion or any part of that.
Right.
Now, the people in Altadena, this was a predominantly black neighborhood and was a second or third generation black neighborhood. And some of these folks like in the way I understand it, maybe in the 30s or 40s
mm-hmm.
that were, say, black doctors, people, the black lawyers,
mm-hmm.
they lived there and they bought these homes and they paid for them over the years and they were paid for.
Yeah.
And so they had family, second, you know, their kids living in these homes.
Wow.
And they weren't insured. And then the kids got older and some people who have died were 80 or 90 year old people, didn't want to leave their pets. There was no one to look after them. They didn't know they were there.
Hmm.
You know, no, they didn't have family or whatever.
Oh,
so they just burned up.
Oh.
And you know, it's just, it's terrible.
It's sad.
It's just, it's all, it's not just Candy Spelling who lost a $24 million home. It's a lot of people who are hardworking people. A lot of people in show business, IATSE union, I think they said 50, 80, 100 people from that union alone lost homes.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of actors and but there's a lot of other people. And think about people who have lost their jobs in these areas. These rich people employ a lot of people.
Sure they do.
So they did. The people didn't live there. The gardeners, the maids, the pool people, all those supporting industries that support, mm-hmm. you know, people that do have money, they don't have jobs now. Those people are, you know, they're gone.
It's not just a residential that's burning either, although that's
the
bulk of it.
Yeah, business.
There are businesses, there are warehouses, there are grocery stores, like you said, schools. There's infrastructure parts to this that we won't know the impact of this for years and years. And
you know, and then there's been some bad, you know, punditry on the right side on this, blaming the Los Angeles, you know, if they'd only save some of the water, you know, from the smelt fish or whatever they're trying to, something like
that.
That's just wrong. I mean, this had nothing to do with the lack of water per se. Mm. It had a problem with the distribution of water in the city. They got plenty of water source for this, but every firefighter I've ever known that comes, the first fires I ever did, said our biggest fear, the district chief would say, the biggest fear we have is to have a second alarm, have another alarm fire, general alarm, while we're having this one.
Sure.
There's hardly a city in America that can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Two big multiple alarm fires at the same time. I'm not sure how many fires they have at one time going
right now
in L.A.
Yeah, 100?
Dozens, hundreds.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have all the fire hydrants open at the same time, you're going to lose water pressure. They had tanks, a couple of million-gallon tanks, but it didn't take long for them to get out. And putting water back in those tanks takes longer than taking it out. So,
yeah, sure.
I mean, there's just a lot of things people don't understand about firefighting and that type of stuff. But, you know, the second day was my big problem. I can understand a number of people getting caught with their pants down on the first day. But the second day, there should have been private 18-wheeler water tankers out the yin-yang there.
Yeah, sure.
The people at emergency management, you know, in Sacramento for California emergency management should have had all that ready. And they should have had it, you know, because they knew it was fire season. But they didn't anticipate the water problems. And, I mean, but again, no one could have anticipated a firecane, which is what that was.
Wow, that's an interesting 100-mile-an-hour
fire hurricane that melts and knocks out everything in its path. And again, I don't care how bad a politician you are or is good, there are some great fire, you know, administration people there, district chiefs and everything that are great. No one knew what to do with this. You couldn't fly because the winds were too high.
Yeah.
And a lot of their fighting in these forest areas is dependent on aerial. And they just couldn't
put
do
a chopper
the
in
fire
the air.
The winds were too high.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of bad reporting, a lot of blame that was not justified, and there's going to be plenty that is justified.
And let's not leave off the global warming comments too, because people were saying, "Oh, well, this is what happens." And I just want to say this: if it is, that's what's happening, right? There still has to be a plan. What is the plan? Even it doesn't matter what's causing it at this point. What is the plan? Because we know we're going to deal with these winds. We know LA is going to be hot. We know it's going to be one of these situations that a firecane can develop. So what is the plan?
Well, I think one of the reasons Trump got elected, one of the many reasons he got elected, they weren't trying to find a Boy Scout. The people weren't trying to find somebody who was a moral compass.
Right.
And Trump is not that person.
No, I agree.
But they thought he was going to be somebody that was more plain spoken, that was not going to, that they're just tired of all this, you know, of green this and green that, of things that just don't work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't work effectively. They're too expensive. You can't recycle them. I mean, it's just not thought out. It was a money grab. And these big old windmills, you know, I don't think anybody in the world of science thinks that's, but I mean, yeah, it kind of works. And some of the ones work in some of these places, these hills in California, but it's just too much woke stuff. And woke is a word that's probably misused, but everybody kind of knows what it is when they see it.
Yeah.
It falls under a general category of a lot of things. And our priorities, we need to be worried about China. We need to be worried about Soviet Union, Russia.
Sure.
We need to be worried about Hamas. We need to be really concerned about the guy with the ISIS flag that ran over people in New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the nut that, you know, and the guy that went off the hinges in Las Vegas. We need to be worried. And do we not learn anything at 9/11? You know, and then you've got these burglars. I just posted 20 of them, I think. People with daggers. I hadn't heard the word dagger used in a long time.
I don't even know.
One of them had a dagger, and they were in there being a burglars. You know, they were going to burglarize. And there's a lot of good stuff to steal in these houses.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's jewelry, and there's a lot of things that can be pilfered, you know, in there. And they say there have been hundreds of these people. You know, in the National Guard, how long did it take to get them there? Way too long is the answer to that. And it's just, there's just a lot of room, again, too much worried about hair gel, too much worried about, you know, how you look and what you said and the appearances, the optics. And the Grammy people wanting to have their Grammy show February 2nd is just terrible.
Yeah, let it go.
And the reason
just
it's terrible is because I know they've blocked rooms and hotels in downtown Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Every hotel in Los Angeles is full.
Well, of course. These people have nowhere to live. Yeah.
Because you've got firefighters, insurance people.
Yeah.
You've got all kinds of people that need to be in hotels, not to mention people who are just
displaced.
Who have fled
yeah.
the fires.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to kick people out of those hotels in order to clear these blocked rooms for somebody who wants to party that's coming in from Nashville or Miami. And if any news people ever catch that, these people are they're going to be very sorry they made this decision.
I agree with you 100%, and I'm surprised because I thought it before you even said that, but I'm surprised that more people haven't caught on online and made this a big deal because
well they don't know they think it's just a party at an arena. No, it's not.
Yeah.
The security needs for this kind of party are huge.
Sure.
I mean you got to get there. I've done it many times, even before it got really crazy, and it was getting crazy. You got to get there so early and go through this maze of stuff and go through a whole bunch of checkpoints that you get checked out, and they've got it secured all around that place. It takes a lot of manpower to do, and they don't have that manpower to do it right now. And they think in 3 weeks they will. Maybe they will, but something's going to get left out if they're down there doing that. Is that big for the economy? You don't need it for the economy right now because they're all full.
Right.
The hotels are making money. People are going to make money. You know, it's going to be a boom because they don't keep their hotels on 100% all the time anyway.
Right.
But they are right now.
Oh, they are.
Including the fancy ones. So the Grammys and all these silly award show things, they need to take a break and move it to the fall. But they didn't because, you know, they got time to fill on CBS and a lot of other reasons. And I think it's a bad mistake.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's going to be some backlash. I mean, I really do. I think people will catch on. And
but see, they're so woke. The Grammys are woke to the extreme.
Yes, of course.
And
so,
and this does not seem woke doing this.
This
it
maneuver,
seems like
yeah.
Maybe we probably should stay away from this. The Oscars have kept pushing back their nominations, you know, because that's another one that gets Super Bowl-like security.
Yeah.
You know, just,
well, you watched that delay of that the football game in New Orleans.
Yeah, they moved it to Arizona. Yeah.
So I mean, they're the people that are cognizant of it more than any should be these people, and based on what the badge says, and so why aren't they recognizing that?
I just can't because you don't have any leadership at the highest levels.
Yeah, maybe.
The mayor should be telling these people, hey, we ain't doing this for a while. We got other things to do.
She's barely even talking at all, Jimmy. I mean, she barely said, I watched some interviews
with
her.
She is so far over her head.
What is going on there?
She's as far over her head as someone in the middle of the ocean with an inner tube.
I feel like she doesn't even know what's going on. I mean,
again, there aren't that many people, mayors that I'm aware of right now. I think the sheriff's got a lot of sense. They could put him in charge.
Yeah,
but there's some people. They're not wired up to handle something like this.
This is heavy duty.
This is like a national disaster.
It is.
And you better have when you're in World War II. You know, we needed to have a General Patton. We needed a General MacArthur. We needed a General Eisenhower. You've got to have people like that in those kind of situations. You can't have namby-pamby people,
you really hit on something, and I'll go back to just a personal experience that I had a long time ago, and that was sinking a boat. You get into one of these crisis situations where there's an emergency going on, and you're in it, right? And you see in that very moment, let's say there's 10 people there. We had about 5 when we sunk our boat. I got to see every bit of everybody's personality in about 10 seconds. learn real quick who's equipped to handle these kind of things and who's not. And I think a lot of people don't realize the amount of tenacity it takes to push through something like this and make hard decisions and the triage decisions where it's like, you know, hey, Grammys hit the road. We got to put people in these hotels.
Yeah, we just don't have time for that foolishness. I mean, that's just what I would say.
Yeah,
if I
agree.
I was mayor. And I know it'd be expensive and it's hard on the networks and do it. Move it. Move it to New York. I mean, how hard is it to move an award show? Put them in I know you got access because they got the Lakers playing in that arena, so they don't have a lot of dates to be able to take it over for a week but there are other places they could
have
done it.
Sure, there are. Sure, there are.
There's nothing for the envelope, please. That's all you got to have.
Right, exactly.
And so get your artist. What artist can make it to Las Vegas? Because it seems to be able to handle everything. So
sure, yeah.
They should have moved it to Las Vegas.
Something,
and they
would
have been fine. But, you know, you don't have any leadership to tell people no, and you got this board of supervisors out there that's, you know, a bunch of people beating their chest.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank so-and-so for doing so-and-so, you know, kissing each other's butt. And instead of, we need somebody in charge.
Yeah.
And when you have 12 people on a council and all this stuff, you end up with a camel. It needs to be someone in charge.
Yeah, I agree.
And they don't have anybody in charge.
I think
on the ground level, you've got some police chiefs and some of that stuff, and they're good. But they need people above them. You know, they need to have
support,
a plan for the National Guard in there, because you just can't. There are just not enough people to secure this thing, and it needs to be the Army, you know, that comes in there, National Guard, rather, in their state. There's a big National Guard. You got to call those people up, and they got to go in there and secure this area so it doesn't get looted to the – or people get hurt or killed.
It's just a dangerous
situation, whatever. There's no light, and it's just bad.
Yeah.
And you've got to do that for civil order.
Yeah.
And
I agree. But
and then what are they going to do? And what are they going to do if all of a sudden in that state, and it can happen, earthquakes happen?
Oh, jeez.
They've had a 3.4 up near San Francisco recently, and they have a place that's living on a fault anyway. And so what if it decides to break out during all this time? Are they ready for multiple disasters? And I don't think so.
I would venture to guess no.
And so they've got to be, though. If you're going to live in California, where you're living in the forest, you're living in the desert, you're living in the earthquake zone, and all the other problems, you know, they've got. You know,
yeah,
you've got to have people that are thinking straight, you know, at times like this, thinking real straight.
I agree with you. I noticed Florida, the last big hurricane. You watch Florida handle that, and it's horrible. I mean, they're horrible. But when you watch them handle it, they have loaders.
You felt like they had it under control.
Yes,
you had the military. You had everybody speaking in one voice.
Yep.
And it has to come from the state level in things like this. They have to take charge. You know, because it's like you can't let your fingers run your hand. I mean, you've got to have the brain run your hand.
Yeah, right. You're right.
And so the brain needs to come in and take the bigger thing, which they can do, and get the resources and manage them. And then you've got the federal government. This is one of our children. We've got to come in here and do some stuff. And so they've got two different kind of people to handle. They've got a people that are basically homeless and don't have a lot of money, so they can't stay in a hotel for the next 10 years or whatever.
Right.
And then you've got the extremely rich, and you're just going to have to deal with them, whatever that is they're trying to do.
Yes.
And can you imagine the chaos there of, all right, what'd they say, 12th? They do funny things with numbers, too. A car is considered a structure.
Okay.
A garage in the back of your house is considered a structure. So who knows how many houses actually burned up.
Right.
I don't care about their garden, you know, their garden shacks and their cars. But how many houses were actually gone? And so think of how long it will take and how many people it will take to, say, bring back 2,000 houses.
A lot.
All the construction workers at the same time for 2,000 houses, you're going to have to dump out the country of Mexico to have the workers because that's who building these houses.
You're right about that. And then I look at the people that are running the show, your Newsoms and your mayors and your fire chiefs and the police and all these people running the show, and you have all these great people that are down on the boots on the ground, right? That are trying to clean up and trying to
killing themselves doing this.
They're getting
heart
paid.
Attacks and everything else.
Right. Yeah. And then you got the other people who are just posturing for the next election, who are out there going, well, what we're gonna do is not, they just talk in circles. And you just look at it and say, how does anything ever get done? If it wasn't for the people on the ground, if it weren't for those people, nothing would get done.
And this is what they did that's crazy, too. You've got so many people that are big-hearted people.
Yes.
That want to help, and there are people that went to, I think they did it at the Rose Bowl at first, and then they moved them to Santa Anita Racetrack because they made Rose Bowl, the headquarters for fire and police and everybody else, you know, to park the engines and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So they put all the, you know, people bringing baby diapers and water cases and all that stuff at Santa Anita Park. But what they didn't do is have some kind of organization where the people that are actually burned out should have been forced to register, get an armband, get something. Mm-hmm. So you're the people they're taking care of and not everybody that's just, that needs
a handout, you know,
needs a handout.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, most of the people I saw, I don't think they were people that, some were fire victims, but I think a lot of them weren't.
Yeah.
So you need to have organization, even in the charitable acts.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And not to mention the police protection, you know, for the people and shelters for them to temporarily live in for X amount of time. And then FEMA's got to ramp up. And, they're at a bad time because they're in the middle of changing administrators. And,
oh, sure. And
and you've got a mess like that going on. And
you even have your insurances that you pay for.
The big insurance names. People, they got to get there. It's California.
They have teams that handle crisis, right? So they have a team. Let's say a big company would have 100 agents that will go anywhere, or adjusters that would go anywhere. That's nothing. That is nothing compared to the amount of disaster that's happened. So that, to get everything evaluated and how much of the insurance money are you going to get and how are they going to get it to you? And by the way, you have no way to get anything out of the bank because everything burned. So how are you even going to manage money? You know, I remember.
Well, he can't even identify who you are.
That's right. I remember years
because
ago.
Because even some people did get passports, I think, out of there.
Yeah.
But they probably don't have any other paperwork.
Yeah.
You know, unless it's online or somewhere like that. And it sure is a commercial for anybody listening to this. If you have any pictures or anything, two things that you should do that everybody that listens to this can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, make sure that your photographs of your life are online, that are on Google Photos, on the cloud. I have it in 3 or 4 places. Mm-hmm. Amazon Photos. That way, if my pictures burn up, I've got them all anyway.
Yeah.
And that's taken a lot of years to do because I have 88,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken a lot of time to do that. Also, which I'm going to do very shortly, take pictures of all your rooms, even if you do have insurance. Take a picture of the room so you can identify what got messed up.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because you've got to prove it.
Fire insurance, you do.
Insurance people say, well, I had 16 computers in there. Oh, we don't believe you.
Well, I'm looking behind you right now, okay? You have a gold record, I see. You have a New York Jets helmet. You have all kinds of memorabilia that's autographed and things like that. Jimmy, you got to document that because they're going to say, what? I don't think so.
Well, number one, you can't replace any of those
things. None of it.
So all you can do is take pictures of everything, and then you'll have pictures to remember it.
Yeah.
But on a lot of stuff.
Each time I buy a new home or move into a new home, I walk through each room. Once everything's hung, we got everything put away. I mean, insurance companies will pay you for what's in your fridge. They'll pay you for the spices you have in your cupboard. So open the doors, video, walk through, take pictures like you're talking about.
You got to do that.
Everything you got. Then you don't have to remember
and store it on the cloud.
Yes, and you will not get your autographed stuff back, but at least you get some monetary damage money to help offset some of that, or if you have to replace things.
Yeah, because I've got this computer is $3,400 to $3,500. This one right here that we're on.
That's pretty expensive.
I've got another one over here that's older, but it's still worth, you know, $15,000. Well, no, that screen alone is worth $2,000.
Sure.
The studio, I mean, I've got $8,000 worth of computers right here with the sound systems.
Yeah.
And I don't have, you know, other than I guess I got credit card receipts that can show.
Maybe you can go back.
Yep. Maybe if you had to get into a fight, but it would be easier if they saw them and they knew what it was. So, you know, none of us are ready for anything that's happened in California, but things happen that I've covered my whole life. Planes fall out of the sky.
Sure.
And hit a house and burn up your house. And then, whoa, I sure didn't plan for that.
Yeah, you're
right. If you're planning for fire and flood and all that, in general purposes, you're prepared for the space station falling out of the sky and hitting your house.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with you. We were in a wildfire situation where we had to evacuate, and our neighbor's house burned, but ours did not. I don't remember, 20, 30 houses burned in the neighborhood I was living in. And my wife and I, we both decided that we would put together a bag that had, toothpaste, toothbrush, clothing.
Yeah, go bag.
Important document spot. So yeah. We had that in our top file cabinet. That whole row of files goes in the bag. And that way you have everything you take with you.
If I lived in a zone like that, it would certainly be smart to do.
Yeah, it's definitely.
But it's just, this whole, Trump going in and people being crazy, and they're mad at Carrie Underwood because she's singing America the Beautiful at the inauguration. And Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, who have been supporters of Trump, they're playing at some of the parties and balls.
Mm-hmm.
The village people are playing it. Something.
They're still around.
Yeah, because
village people.
They're, because they've been brought back by Trump again.
I guess.
And you've got people mad at Carrie Underwood, you'll never work again, and da 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 da, because she's singing America the Beautiful. And it's just the anger on the other side is just off the scale. But it was off the scale when Obama won. It was off the scale, obviously, when Biden won, because you saw the problems at January 6th. So we're just way too tuned up. And it's because we're fighting each other instead of worrying about people that are trying to threaten our way of life. Everybody on the block, the Biden supporters and the Trump supporters, those people want all of us dead.
I think you're right.
And so until we get a wake-up call on that, and I don't know how many wake-up calls we need to understand
either.
The problems, but we have certainly done a lot of crazy stuff to not act like it.
And, I agree, Jimmy. We're focused on the wrong things. And I wish
focus
we could
focus on the wrong things. Priorities are all messed up.
They are.
And we don't want to be in a war, and I don't think Trump wants to be in a war. But, we got people that, China is just, wow.
Chomping at the bit.
We've enabled them because everything we buy is from China.
Mm-hmm. Which if you just.
And I don't know how we stop that. I really don't know how we stop
it. I don't even know how that snowballed into what it is. When you look at it on the surface, you think, what a dumb idea. We're going to be totally dependent on one of our adversaries for everything
we
buy.
We are totally dependent. They make our medicine. They make my phone.
Yeah.
They make everything. Now, we're moving some of that back in, the chips and stuff. But we got to start making staplers again.
Yeah,
we got to start making all kinds of stuff again.
Sure. Yeah.
But I don't know that we can. I don't think,
that's
when you look at the average rental now, by the way, I think for a two-bedroom apartment in Los Angeles, average, for the county, and that's a diverse county,
sure,
is like $2,200, $2,300.
Wow.
And who's making that kind of money, doing regular work
where
you can afford that? And that's just that cost, not to mention. And you've got that happening all over the country with, license plates. My tag will be up again here shortly.
Yeah.
And it's going to cost me $600 or $700 for a car tag.
Wow.
And that's the kind of crazy stuff we're getting indirectly taxed for in a lot of places and doing God knows what with that money.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Building bike paths and more of that kind of stuff. And
it's hard. Ugh. It's hard to swallow. And I don't know at what point the people just go, hey, I'm not going to send any more of my money until you start doing what you're supposed to be doing with the money.
All you can do is vote for somebody who you think, but it's so nobody wants to run that's got any sense.
Yeah.
Because they just don't want to put up with it.
Yeah.
And you've had a lot of good, I'm sure there are a lot of good people that could serve, but running government like a business, I don't think you can do that, but you've got to still find some way to do it. Other people have done it, and we just can't keep giving money, by the busload to all kinds of people all over the place, And then you got to watch this. And Trump's not going to do it, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to give all this money to the California people willy nilly, and you didn't do that for the North Carolina people? Are they any better?
They
didn't treat them completely right.
Well, and
these people living on a creek in North Carolina probably wasn't too smart doing that either. But we've got to stop building these homes in bad places. You really got to stop doing that.
I think so, too. And I think if you want federal government to step in and help, there are some guidelines that you probably should follow. right, in order to do that. I mean, as far as having, you know, the infrastructure to support the population, the density of the building, you know, the conditions that are in that area. We know that in Southern California, it's very windy, it's very dry, it's very... It's a spark, just one little spark,
it's
and
just
here we
waiting,
go.
You know, it's
yeah,
waiting
sure.
at any moment to
right.
do
so,
what it did, although so, it's never quite done what it did. But there have been range fires before out west
this one
that
got,
have burned up, you know, major things. And this was like a range fire.
Yeah.
You know, with 100-foot flames and stuff like that.
I think you said it right when you said it was a firecane.
Firecane.
It was. It really was.
But people just have, you know, I think a lot of people just watch this, they just don't understand. And boy, how brave and great are these pilots of helicopters and airplanes that are going down in there and risking their life, dropping the water or the retardant. And man, that takes some skill to be able to do
oh,
that.
yeah.
Really skill.
Oh, yeah. No doubt
and
about it.
Again, you know, it's just...
But to all those people, it's
exhausting.
To
you know,
all
the,
those
the
people.
News people, they're getting injured out there covering this. You can't be around that stuff and breathe all that stuff and not do some damage to yourself. Yeah. Even in wearing these masks, you know, that it usually goes every day.
Well, Jimmy, as usual, a great podcast as far as what's happening there and around the world. And folks,
it's an exhausting week. It's been an exhausting week with politics.
I agree.
And the fire, and it's sad.
I agree.
Really sad.
And we're going to have a lot to talk about next week, too, because the inauguration is right around the corner. And
woohoo!
Yeah. Till then, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Jimmy Carter.
Good day.